What's up? Welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This episode is very special because today, this is the 2-year anniversary of So What We Doing. And starting this podcast, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I really mainly wanted to use my voice and just, I guess, speak from the heart because I'm a hopeless romantic. So I try to speak with love and honesty. When I approach this. So today's episode, continuing the ink season, is entitled Romancing. So since I'm a hopeless romantic, I'm gonna dive even more into that and I guess hopefully not spill my guts too much, but you know, just go from there and you know, speak honestly. Give good examples. So here we go. So are you living your best life for you? I can say in some ways I am, in some ways I'm not. It's hit or miss most days because I know that I don't love my job. I think I just love the people that's involved in it. Not everybody, of course. It's just certain people. I enjoy working with certain people. So that's not me living my best life for me. It's making my job easier, I guess, or more easy to go to. So in many ways I could be living my best life a little more for me by doing more of what I need to accomplish. It's better said than done because a lot of things going on. People don't know, like, but it takes time and staying focused so I complete that goal and get to where I need to be. So, and I start receiving more of the blessings that I know I deserve. So, we'll get back to the room, the living my best life for me. It's a work in progress. I can say that. I can definitely say that. It's a work in progress for me. But I haven't given up. And neither should you, whoever's listening. Neither should you. But to dive right into the romancing. So we can continue the great ink season. And I feel like this season probably the best season I had. Like, I'm finally finding my footing and can reach a lot of different audiences and like people that can relate to this or relate to what I'm speaking on. So romancing, it really started when I, at a young age for me. And I mean that based off of me being a hopeless romantic, because I've seen in a lot of movies, like in the, of course, music as well, but more big representation in music because, I mean, not music, in movies, because like you've seen those black love movies like Jason Lyric, Love Jones. Some, even though now I don't feel like it's a black love movie because it's kind of toxic. Love and Basketball, you know, Brown Sugar. Absolutely. There's so many different ones I can name. And then even movies that just simply have a good, like, sense of love and make you want that type of version for yourself, that type of that form of love for yourself, like Jumping the Broom, love by the tenth date. It's countless other movies I could name. Toy Story. Because Woody and Bo Peep. I don't know. It was just installed in me as a kid. Like, that's what type of love I want. Like, the love that Aladdin and Jasmine had. Love that Simba had. Because, man, like, I think that's all we had. And I think growing up, because my family's from Philadelphia, it's just like, it's a city of red love, but I think it's different types of love. And I that just poured more into me and who I was. So I was just a loving person as I grew into who I am today. And I'll tell you, I don't take that lightly, because, like, especially if I'm getting to know someone, like, of course, like, when I started off, like, it wasn't always like that, but I always kept this rule for myself, because I seen how some of my family members were treated when they were dating and stuff and so forth. And, you know, I always was like, I wouldn't want somebody to do to me, like, because I don't have time for that. And I don't know, I just never been that type of guy. Like, I never felt like I should be different. Now, don't get me wrong, it's times I have thought about being a fuckboy, like just leaving the romance stuff alone and just forgetting all that, and like, I guess conforming to what I felt like people in like my generation, the type of guy they would want, because that's what it just seemed like. So, and of course I got hurt. So it was like, okay, let's try something new. So I definitely thought about it. I thought about it plenty of times, but in the back of my mind, I was like, I couldn't do that. Cause even though, like, of course I could run across somebody that could do me in type of way, like, I still feel like I shouldn't, like, whoever I end up with, they don't deserve that from me. So I couldn't see myself doing that to someone else. And even, like I said, I was going to say, when I get to know someone, I try to become wholeheartedly and like take interest in everything, what they do, what they like the mannerisms and stuff. So like, I know what makes them smile and try to make them smile, like be there for them. Like, even for me, like growing up here in Fayetteville, like, I have dated people here, and then there's times where, like, I'm not going to date nobody here at all, because it seemed like a lot of people here were trash, like, or just were no good, or, like, I guess my type. So I end up getting on the dating scene more so online and was talking to people in different states, because that's always seemed like, always, I don't know, always you get numbers here, but, like, I got more, even more numbers when it came to people out of state. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, because pretty sure a lot of people have dated out of state without hesitation. And then you realize, like, what the hell you got yourself into? Now you're in a low condition relationship type of thing, like, and you're lost in some ways. And that's before they was talking about people getting flown out. Like, yeah, people getting flown out for real years ago. Not me per se, and I never flown nobody out. I have thought about it, don't get me wrong, because of course I've talked to people in different states, but that's just what it was for me. I got used to that. That became my normal. And some people they search for a sense of normalcy, and they just, I don't know, they get lost in that, and maybe get lost in who they are. But yeah, some people get lost, but you have to find a sense of balance if you're going to go that route, dating people outside of your state or whatever area. Because you still could probably date you probably still could date inside your state, but a different city. So, and that's a whole different ball game too. So, better make sure your mileage is up. On your mileage is right on that car, because you're gonna be driving. And some people don't meet you halfway, and you have to come to them a common ground. I have driven. I met people halfway and stuff, but sometimes that's a waste of time. And I've come to a very conclusion, like, I don't like wasting my time. I'm pretty sure nobody does, no matter if you're talking to someone, whoever you're talking to, no matter the distance, you don't like wasting your time. And for me, like, effort goes a long way. You have to put effort into it. Like, it's different things, or like, that could be going on. You don't know. Behind the scenes. So especially when you're trying to get to know someone, you want to give up because you're like, oh, maybe I'm wasting my time. But then there's a fear of, like, you could be missing out on something. So there's that. So you never know, like, you never know what you're getting yourself into until you really think about it. Some people are more aware than others. Some people are more in tune than others. Like, but of course there has been people that have changed my mind on that and changed my mind on dating people in my area. Cause I have met people and stuff. Like, some people are amazing, some people are not, but it's, everybody's not going to be the same. Nobody's going to give you that feeling. Like, for me, I believe in fireworks. Like, and this is another thing too. Like, I get this type of feeling. It's almost like a spidey sense or something. It's like a shock wave up through my arm to, like, the side of my head. Almost like spidey sense, which is crazy. And I don't ever get that often. But I had got it recently, so I don't know. Like, something telling me or something, like, I get a good feeling or something, but it's keeping me on my toes. So I don't know. I have to see. But you never know what the future holds. You know what the future holds with you, with someone. It's just that makes the chase, or whatever you want to call it, the pursuit, even more greater than what you think it is. Because you could have a great outcome, like, not knowing what the outcome is. This, I don't know, it's exhilarating in a way, because you're like, oh man. But if you're not really enthusiastic, you could just lose that effort that you're putting in. And of course, you're trying to put your best foot forward, so you never know. And then there's different, like, factors. Like, people could be in the way. People can be conniving and try to mess up what you got going on just for personal gain, or just to fuck with you. Like, people are, like, conniving in that way because they see something. They see something in you, or they see something great happening for you, and it's not happening for them. So they personally don't want you to have something better than them, because they don't think you deserve it. But you're just going through life, living. You're living your best life for you. So whatever blessings is that's meant for you. Like, that's your blessings. And going throughout this dating life and just not being a romantic, like, I used to be like, oh yeah, I'm a diamond in the rough. And, oh, I'm underrated. The people just be sleeping on me, like, in some ways, yeah, but like for me, like I think maybe a few times I probably had someone good that could have been something, but in the time where I was in my life, like, that was too fast. Like, so everything would have been quick, and it shouldn't be that way. My life shouldn't be sped up because of someone else's circumstance. That had nothing to do with me. And I'm maybe some people I met just look at this as cocky, but back in the day, I remember people I've dated, and I just looked at it as like, especially if they were the wrong person for me that I dated, I guess, like, especially if it wasn't my fault. I looked at it as like, I gave them a good example of what type of guy they should have, but I wasn't the guy for them. I was the type of guy they should want, but it just wasn't me. It wasn't me for them. So they still have that opportunity for happiness. It just isn't what with me. So it's just a learning experience for both of us. So that wasn't a person for me. I was the type of person they would want to have, but not me in general. And for me with romancing, like, I like buying flowers, like, just because, like, I like doing things just because, like, I want someone to know that I'm there for them. They can count on me and stuff. Like, no matter if it's a call or anything, like, they know that they can entrust in me and I will be there for them. And for me, romancing is like, because I will want to sing. I want to sing with somebody. I want to sing to somebody. I want to give foot massages. Like, if you had a long day at work or whatever, I want to give foot massages. Whatever massage that you need at the time, like, I want to do it just because, like, that's what type of energy I give. And I feel like that's what a lot of people should give, even vice versa. Like, you want to cater to your person. Like, I want to cook. I want to cook for somebody. I want to cook with somebody. I don't want to feel like I have, especially if my good quality, of course, like, I can learn and better myself, but I don't want to, like, change, like exactly who I am for somebody just on the simple fact if they're not used to, I'm not used to this. Like, they just used to chaos and stuff, or they're not used to the type of guy that I am. So they don't know how to react. They don't know. They can't see it. They can't see how good I am or how great I am. Like, and I always talk about it on the podcast. Like, I want somebody to see me for me. For who I am. Like, I don't want to have to change. Like, oh, well, I'm used to this type of guy. Like, you ain't as loud or whatever. Like, you carry yourself this way. Like, why should I conform to what society says this is or what? Like, I used to be that angry guy. Like, I never put my hands on women either, but I used to have bad anger. Like, I have come a long way because of therapy. So I feel like I'm very mellow in certain ways. And I try to lock that person away of me, of myself that way. Cause it's not a pretty sight. And I say that calmly, but like, that's what it is. It's almost as bad. I feel like I used to have bad anger issues like the Hulk, but it really was like Wolverine as a better example. For the comic book heads and stuff, people that's into Marvel and stuff like that. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the things that I like. I'm proud of the things I'm into. Like, I just love love, and like, I love romance and all the little things that come with it. And I think that's why I am writing a book. Like, there was someone that I loved. I never loved somebody like this before. So I wanted to depict that relationship in the book because every story has, every book, whatever, has to have a great love story. So I was like, okay, I want to depict that in this book in the best way possible. So I think that's why I'm even a writer. Like I say, you're the author of your own story. Like, I'm trying to be the author of my own love story. That's why, like, in some ways, like, I'm taking it slow, but of course I want to find the right person, or the right person to find me, and see me for who I am and what I bring to the table. And it's great, like, to even finally realize that, like, you have that feeling. Because, like, I really believe in fireworks. And fireworks doesn't always have to be with a kiss or whatever. Like, everything stops. Like, when you see this person and you just always, you want to be around them, like, no matter where they are. Just like in Jason Leary. He's telling her, I don't even want to ask you on a date. Wherever you are, that's where I want to be. If you're shopping, I want to be in the same aisle. If you're at church, I want to be in the same pew. Like, that's what I want. Whoever is for me, like Michael Jackson said, I want to be where you are. Like, it's a deeper love, and like, it's a deeper, like, connection, especially with intimacy. It goes a long way, and it's just a balance with that too, because not everybody's romantic. Like, nobody really takes the time anymore to actually get to know somebody and, like, actually see them. Of course, some ways you actually see the person already, but, like, actually see them. Like, and then especially when you get with them, you see them through the good and the bad. Like, this is your person. Like, I don't know if I found my person. Maybe I found my person before or whatever. Like, shoot. I used to pray for, like, a clearer sign. Sometimes I pray for the feeling. Like, it's a sure doubt. Like, show me in a dream. Show me in a dream. And it's weird because I had a dream, like, months ago. It was like, I was dreaming of somebody, and then it was like, oh, it's almost like it was foreshadowing something or something like that. I don't know. It's like someone's going to come along. Basically, in the dream, the person I want or whatever, I end up choosing somebody else or something like that. Basically, that's what it was depicting. I was choosing someone else instead of that person. So it was like, it was going to be like a test coming, and the person you want, but it's going to be someone come along to test you, see if you actually want that person. So I don't know. I don't know when that's going to be or whatever, but usually when I'm even talking to someone, like, I only have eyes for them, especially even when I'm dating a person, like, I only have eyes for that person. So, hopefully whoever that person is, they can keep the eyes on me too. And I've never been a person that hate on someone else. Like, I really truly believe everyone deserves a happy ending. I don't know. But it seemed like some ways and some fashion, everybody, there's always going to be somebody to be the villain in someone else's story. And you just got to choose which one you want to be. And sometimes some people force you to be the villain in their story. Not saying you're going out your way to hurt somebody. I don't know. Some people might be asking for it because they're trying to push your buttons and tick you off, like, and get you out of your character. So then a different side of you comes out. But try not to lose yourself, because that's why it's that new question. Do you know who you are? Because if you know who you are, you know without a doubt, like, how to handle your emotions, how to react to certain things, and how to not react. Because everything doesn't need a reaction. And, like, what are you pouring yourself into? Like for me, if I'm this romantic and I love, like, what am I pouring my love into? Like, who am I pouring into? If I even love somebody, like, I don't love anybody currently. I got love for my family and friends, but, like, a person right now? No, I don't. I'm still single. Like, that's fine with me. Like, I'm not in a rush. Of course, I want to have kids and stuff, so that's a little different. But, and I've never been one of those people that just want to have kids with anybody, just anybody. Like, people say, oh, you have kids because, like, we don't have kids right now, you this age. I don't know. Like, of course, I've been intimate with people and stuff, but I never, like, been crazy. Like, oh, yeah, I'm this person pregnant or whatever. Like, people be just going crazy and all willy-nilly and stuff. I don't, like, nah, that's not me. I never want to be in that story or be a part of that story, because that's not, I don't feel like that's part of my journey anyway. To just be out here just having babies, anybody, whoever, like, nah, that ain't me. I don't think that ever will be me. I don't know. I feel like a lot of the love that I was shown growing up and stuff, of course, it made me who I am and how I want to share my different forms of love, my different love languages, because, like, that's how I want to share my actions up through love. And this should show more of my romantic side. Like, if you're at work or whatever, I want to catch you on break, bring you food. Like, if I'm eating, you're eating. And, like, I don't want nobody ever take that for granted. I don't want nobody to ever take me for granted again. Like, of course, you can't. You don't know. You don't know when someone's taking you for granted. You don't know, like, when it's going to happen. It just happens. But it is what it is. You can't always be the good guy or whatever their version of the good guy nowadays. And the being the good guy comes with just more than just being nice or whatever, and other qualities that people compound. Like, oh, I'm a good guy and I'm always losing. No, it's more factors to make actually a good man or great man. You have to align yourself more with those things. Like, it's not just that list that you think, you know, it's way more than that. Talk to a real woman and you'll figure it out. Like, someone actually wants a good man, that woman knows. So whatever list that you think you know that makes up a great guy or great man, is way more than that, buddy. And I had to learn that before too. Like, so I'm like, oh, this, especially growing up, because, like, oh, I don't beat women and stuff, I don't cheat and all this other stuff. But it's way more than that. Like, okay, you can beat women, you can be beating on women, but you could be over there mentally abusing them and stuff. So you're not a good man either. Like, a lot of stuff people have to work on. Some people, like, I know this episode's about romancing, so they more so have bad romance. So they've been listening to Lady Gaga a little bit too much, and they think some of the things that the qualities of having a bad romance, they have they think it's the good romance. They have put this thought, these thoughts and ideas in their mind, like, oh yeah, this is a good romance, when it's really a bad romance. Like, you know when somebody's romancing you, or I guess courting you, or and trying to wind and dine you, that more so on a romantic side. Especially if somebody has any good intention and stuff. I mean, I don't think anybody, well, no, let me take that back. Some people do plan to be intimate with people. Like, sometimes it just happens. Like, it's just natural. So, you never know. But I just want to finally get to a point where I have that house and, like, I'm grilling and, like, whatever's need to be cooked inside, my wife is probably doing it. Like, and, like, her aunt, her sister, whatever, her mom, shoot, grandma, they're all cooking inside. Like, the kids outside. I'm out with the other dads, my friends. They probably have kids then, too. Like, that's the type of house I want to have, and, like, type of scenery and, like, environment I want my kids to grow up and just see. And where everybody's just chopping it up. Like, and not saying, like, I could be the one in the kitchen, like, shoot, my wife might end up being on the grill better than me. Like, it's, and I'll probably be okay with that. Like, people probably joke about that, but shoot, if she better on the grill than you, shoot, let her go out there and do it, then you can cook inside. But yeah, I'm fine with that. Like, I ain't tripping. Like, people, these little roles and stuff they have stuck in their head. But I say, if you want somebody, like, go forward. Like, if you're going to be romantic, like know your limits as well. Like, if you're going to go above and beyond, like, set a tier for that. Like, do a tier list of, like, how above and beyond you're going to go. Don't go crazy and stuff. Like, for me, I like planning dates. Like, and a lot of people don't do that anymore. Like, you, like, I know the type of, I have a list, and like, not written down, like, of, like, what type of dates I would want to do. I still haven't done them, but, like, hopefully with the right person, like, I will do those type of dates. We'll see. Like, that's more of my romantic side speaking, but you only can hope for that and, like, wish for something like that. So, I grew up a Disney kid, and I grew up loving Black love movies, and that just makes me that hopeless romantic that I am right now, as I live and breathe. Like, so, I'm not going to change that. Like, I listen to certain songs, and they remind me of, like, okay, that's what, like, that's type of, I want to be in a relationship. Like, seeing it and then listening to it as well, like, is, that poured a lot into my life. And I never take that for granted. Like, I'm very appreciative of that for my aunt and my sister. The people that raised me. Being around my mom as well, like, so it goes a long way. Because, like, I always believe, like, of course, childhood trauma, makes you who you are to the person today, but, like, there's different childhood stuff that makes you who you are as well. Like, you don't lose it. And I think that's a form of it for me. And I'm grateful for it. I'm really grateful for that. And I'm going to just keep going. Somebody's going to be appreciative of that one day. We'll see. I don't know. The future's bright. I feel like I got a lot of blessings. Like, I have a lot of favor in my life, and we're going to see. The ink season is going to continue on. I have a lot of store that I want to do. I know I started a series. I want to do two different 4-part series. I know I want to do the networking as a series, and then so another series. I don't want to speak on it yet, but I want to do that. It's already named and stuff. I have a list. different names that I wanted to do for the ink season and just continue on and moving forward. Like, I know I posted did an episode already, but this was very important to me because my podcast is 2 years old. Like, I guess this is my baby. And like, I want it to prosper. I want to have great things with this moving forward. Like, and I always thought about it, like, it could be a TV show or it could be like something to do on the radio. Like, the possibilities, I guess, are endless. We'll see. But other things factor in. So I'm going to keep that dream alive and well. Because this is something I love to do. But never go through life feeling like you should have to change for somebody all because they don't like you or they're not giving you the type of energy that you think you deserve or you need. So keep being you and like keep loving yourself. Like, you can be romantic to yourself as well. Like, I'm not afraid to like get fooled by myself or anything. Like, I'm confident in who I am. I love me, love being myself. It's just natural. And eventually you will grow on somebody. Like, people, you attract with the things that you want to have. Because some people have an irresistible vibe, your energy. Like, not everybody can match that type of energy that you give off or whatever. But it's your life. You just keep leaving it for you. Don't be a people pleaser. Just keep growing and moving forward. This has been the Airbrand Podcast. Shout out to all the romantic people out there. Keep romancing. Like, dance with your partners. I would love to do that. Go dancing. Dance like nobody's watching. Like, just do you. The rest will follow. Y'all stay tuned for more. Let's see how far this ing season will go and grow. You can follow me on Instagram at Jair to the Throne, Jair Designs, TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia, X, aka Twitter, whatever. Remember PJ, YouTube, Air Gaming, and the group channel 90210 Gaming. And coming soon, Space Ranger Gaming. It's already copyrighted and everything. We're going to see, because we got a lot of members. It's going to be fun. And shout out, because I got a clothing business as well, Air Designs. Like, it's different apparel for even infants, too. Check that out, airdesigns.com. I'm saying, my other TikTok is Air Gaming. So, I got a lot going on, I feel like, and it's great. I'm still writing the book. It's here and there, like, because I don't want to rush it. Like, it's like, you want to rush, you don't want to rush love. You don't want to rush the things that are meant for you. It's just gonna happen. But all right, y'all. Stay blessed. Peace.